Well, we're going to talk this morning about Christmas already. It's Christmas season. It's always time to be giving anyway, right? Okay. Operation Christmas Child is going on, and we're going to talk to Stacy Pellett and Michelle Behrens are in this morning to share a little bit with us about this project. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, that was good. I could just direct the band, and you guys can sing. Very good.
You want Stacy to sing, not me.
Well, you're very well synced up this morning, which is good because we're going to sync up on a project here that that your church is working on. Stacy, can you just kind of fill us in a little bit about the basics about Operation Christmas Child? How's this working?
Sure. It's an organization that's sponsored by Samaritan's Purse, which is run by Franklin Graham, who is Billy Graham's son. And it's a program that brings shoeboxes to children in underprivileged countries around the world. So the mission of Operation Christmas Child is to fill up boxes with various items for children of multiple ages, anywhere from 2 to 14, boys and girls. And we pack them in a shoebox or a little tote sort of thing and send them to those children along with a message of the good news of Christmas.
Michelle, how'd you guys get hooked up with this?
Oh, gosh. We got hooked up with this project 3 years ago. Okay. Pastor Al C. Husen is our youth pastor, and he headed it up, and someone mentioned it to him, I think. And so he put it out to the church and said, okay, is anybody interested in doing this project? And Stacy and I both sort of spoke up and felt it in our hearts that this was a good project. Stacy was more familiar with this project from her past church, and so it was a super way that actually, her and I have become very good friends due to this project.
Absolutely.
So there are ancillary benefits.
Absolutely.
Then, too.
Perfect. Yes.
Talk a little bit about starting up a project like this, because, it's hard sometimes because you don't know what to expect. It's
right.
Hard to, everybody wants to know what your goal is, but it's kind of hard to have goals when you first start up. Were you satisfied or overjoyed with the first response?
I think overwhelmed with the first response. It is hard to know what you're going to get out of starting up a project, and there are so many programs that everybody puts on and so many ways to give and different organizations like Toys for Tots or Coats for the Needy or whatever they might be.
So all good.
All
yes.
Fantastic ideas. So you bring another one to the table at the same time of year, you don't know what to expect. And I think we were overwhelmed with the type of response that we got. The first year we did this, we didn't set a goal because we didn't know what to expect. And we were blessed to receive about 800 boxes, which meant 800 children were touched. And that's how we look at it. So if it's one box or it's 800 boxes, we've hit that many children. Last year, we hit just a few shy of 2,300 children that we were able to touch. And so just in 2 short years, we've really grown, and people have stepped up, and where they were filling one box before, they might fill two, and their children are getting into it, and they're starting to let their children connect with kids across the world, and youth groups are doing it, and card clubs, and city offices, and things like that. So, it's not even just churches, it's people just in the community that want to do this. And so now we have goals, and now we look forward to continuing to grow. But, at the end of the day, every box that we touch, we're grateful for, and every box is a child's life that we get to impact. So while we hope to grow more than 2,300 boxes this year, we'll be grateful for whatever comes in.
Let's talk about specifics about the project a little bit, Michelle, because folks need to understand how they can participate in this if they haven't before. And that's the goal of growing, is to get other people involved. We've seen other places where they'll put drop boxes out. We'll bring items. We'll set them there. You work just the opposite way, right?
Yeah. This is really a more personalized approach where you take your old shoebox out of the closet, take the shoes out, and you and maybe your children, you go shopping and you fill that box with various items based on the age of the children that you're going for or the gender. You put toys in, you can put a toothbrush, toothpaste, a bar of soap, washcloth, things like that. And you fill it up, and if you want, you can wrap it. You don't wrap it closed, because it will be opened to make sure that the literature is placed in there with the message of Jesus. But it's fun because you get to decide what goes into that box rather than just dropping off, say, a can of food or a pair of socks type of thing. You get to personalize it, and you can even put a letter in it describing your family and a photo of yourself if you'd like to. And so it's just a little bit more fun than your average drop-off box type of situation, I guess.
You kind of almost take more ownership in it this way.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's fun. I've done this for the past 2 years with my own children, and it's just fun to see the things that they come up with. And, we oftentimes gauge it towards the age that they are, and they're 11 and 13. And so it's kind of fun to think, what would somebody in Africa or in Europe who is struggling, what would they like? And probably some of the same things that my kids like.
Many of us are very, very blessed. And yes, we don't realize how blessed we are because we live amongst others who are blessed. But there are folks who don't have anywhere near and would appreciate just simply a bar of soap or toothpaste. You know, it's things that we take for granted every single day. And you just never know what kind of an impact that's going to have on other people's lives. And sometimes what kind of an impact you can have on your even your own children, getting them involved in something like this. Do they realize, do they understand what's going on?
I think they really do, and it becomes more than just a certain time of year. At least what I found with our children, we have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, that throughout the year they start thinking about the kids that they might be able to send. They'll see something at the store and say, "Mommy, I want to get that for our shoebox." And so we start collecting throughout the year, and then they're hopeful that they get a letter back, or they'll say, "I wonder if they're going to play, or I wonder if they get to use their pencils in school. Do you think they even get to go to school, Mommy?" And, you know, in a lot of those cases, they don't have a formalized school, but they, now that they have a pencil and a piece of paper, they can start learning to write, or they can start trying to be taught by somebody who's there doing learning activities. So I think our children really get it, and it's a very tangible way for them to be involved. Instead of us trying to say, "You're blessed," and they're not, they get to experience sharing their blessings with somebody else. And it really, at least for my children, I was surprised at how quickly they understood what they were trying to accomplish and how quickly they internalized that and made it become a part of who they are every day instead of just a one time of year activity.
Sure.
Well, I have a friend who all year long they collect pennies and they put it in their piggy bank, and they use that money to help make those purchases as the children. And I know my own children do the same thing. And because they're old enough to earn some money, that's their own money that's paying for that. So then it becomes even more important of a lesson that they're learning too, is because that's their hard-earned money. It's just not mom and dad's money. They are saving for that, and they know that's what it's going for. Sure. So that's just another additional lesson that you can add that to the whole giving process.
Again, they're taking ownership of it too. Mm-hmm. So they've got something into it. Talk about how the process works now. Folks can pick up boxes or they can provide their own.
Correct.
And that a box can be what?
Well, E-Free is the church that we are from, and they have boxes, cardboard boxes available that you can just come pick up anytime during the regular, you know, 8 to 5 type of day. But like I said before, you can just grab the shoebox out of your own closet and take out your shoes and fill it up. Or you can go to a store and buy like a Rubbermaid reusable tote. Those are very popular because, gosh, you know, kids all over the world will fill them with their own treasures later on. And that's when you start shopping. You fill it up with all of these different items. And we do have suggestion at the church, too. I believe it's also on the Samaritan's Purse
website
too. And so that would be another way to find out ways. And then you bring it into the church, and we have hours set aside for receiving those boxes, and we gladly accept them.
Now, we're telling you about it now so that you have a little time to put some thought into it and prepare. You're going to have, about a week for folks to make those drop-offs?
Yes, sir. So our collection site will be open. We actually, at the E-Free Church in Atlantic, are a regional collection center for all of the towns in southwest Iowa. So places like Adair and Casey and
Shenandoah and Winterset and many others.
Halfway. What's halfway between here and Des Moines?
All over.
Yes, all over. But anyway, they'll come and drop their boxes off, and we'll have a big semi-truck parked at our church. And so between November 12th and November 19th, we'll have folks at the church even until late, like 7 o'clock at night, accepting those boxes and helping to fill out the form so that they can get shipped. And then we'll load all of those boxes onto the semi, and those will go up to the packing center up in Minneapolis, where they will put in the message of Jesus, and then they will be shipped. And there's actually a way that you can track your box online to find out where it goes and which country and which child receives it. And that information is available on Samaritan's Purse website, and it's called Easy Pay. And it costs $7.50 to ship a box, but certainly that's never a deterrent. We'll take a box even if the shipping is a roadblock for somebody. We'll certainly take the box and cover the shipping. But if you want to track, just like you do your UPS packages or your FedEx packages, you can go online, and it's called Easy Pay at samaritanspurse.org, and you'll find that information there and how you can watch and see where your box goes. This year for Southwest Iowa, all of our boxes are going to a warm climate area. So they'll be in the Caribbean or they'll be in Latin or Central America. So try to stay away from gloves and hats and go more towards sunscreens and flip-flops and sunglasses. But certainly any gift or donation is welcome.
Food items are a possibility, but you need to understand that they're going to be shipped and shipped to a warm weather climate.
Correct. So no chocolate, please, because that will melt and ruin whatever's in there. But, you know, gum, hard candy, those are things those kids have never seen before. Lollipops.
Candy canes are good, you know,
candy
this time
canes
of year.
Are great ones to share. And you know, little hard candies or a bag of candies that they can maybe then share with some of their friends or that can last a little bit longer. It's just things that we take for granted that we don't even think about. We oftentimes think of chocolate as a gift, but you know, in the case of those children, a hard candy, a cinnamon disc, or a butterscotch would be a gift as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, something different to experience.
Absolutely.
And something they'd appreciate, things that we take for granted.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
It really brings that stuff home. And again, if they'd like to know more about the project, how can they do that?
Well, they can call up to the church, and we have some folks up there that are welcome to call at any point in time. Or, you know, they can get in touch with Michelle Behrens or myself, Stacy Pellett, and we'll be happy to visit with them and walk them through it. But Pastor Alcee Husen at our church at E-Free can certainly talk to you, or anybody else at the church should be versed and be able to help you anytime.
Another person is... Hal Stevenson.
Yes,
Hal and Judy are also helping us this year.
They are coordinating. They are the regional coordinators for this.
And a lot of people know Hal and Judy from all the ball games that they go to in Atlanta.
Hal and Judy are wonderful, and they are going to be a tremendous blessing in helping to put, you know, coordinate when you've got 10 or 12 different sites trying to bring it in. We, you know, certainly Michelle and I are the local coordinators here, but Hal and Judy are really the linchpins in being able to make this happen. So we're grateful for them.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of thought put into that. You've had a great start the first year, a much better second year. Looking forward to even bigger things this time around.
That's right.
We are.
Well, good. Well, good luck to you, Michelle. Stacy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.